Think you live in the most generous country in the world? Think again.
An overall level, it's actually Myanmar, which is number one, and that's for the fourth year in a row.
Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Marie Keyworth, in for Anu Anand. Good morning. You might be feeling generous this holiday season, but apparently Americans are becoming less charitable as a nation. That's according to this year's World Giving Index from the Charities Aid Foundation. I spoke with Susan Pinkney, who is their head of research.
It's essentially looking at 139 countries across the globe and comparing their giving behaviour. So it's donating money, volunteering time and helping a stranger. And then it just kind of allows us to compare different countries across the globe in terms of generosity, but not skewing it towards the ones that have the financial means to actually donate money.
So overall then, if we're looking at broad trends, which countries are the most generous and which are the least?
Yeah, well, an overall level, it's actually Myanmar, which is number one, and that's for the fourth year in a row. Indonesia is second and Kenya is third this year. So the countries that perhaps might seem surprising on an initial look. The key finding that we found this year is actually that most of the developed nations have gone down in the index, whilst the African countries in particular have gone up. So the G20, the number of countries in the top 10, has fallen for the first time in years this year.
So why is it that Myanmar in particular is for many years in a row seemingly the most generous country in the world?
Well, the reason for that is really the tradition that they have of Theravada Buddhism within the country, which means that you will donate regularly and often to the monasteries. They're probably relatively small amounts, but in terms of how much they give, it adds up to a very high proportion of the population. So that's why countries like Myanmar are up there.
So you mentioned that developed countries are becoming, shall we say, a bit stingier as time goes on. The US in particular, it's gone down to fifth. That's quite a big move.
Yeah, it has. I mean, the USA traditionally has been in the top two, and it's fallen by 5 percentage points this year, which takes it down to fifth. The reason for it falling down is the level of donating behaviour seems to have gone down. And as I say, that's something we've seen across a lot of the developed nations. What we should say is because this is the first year we've seen it, it'll be really important to look and see what happens next year and subsequent years. But I guess it just kind of reminds us that we shouldn't really take the giving culture for granted, and it's there and it's a good thing and it should be embraced.
Susan Pinkney of the Charities Aid Foundation. Let's do the numbers. Japan's unemployment rate in November dipped to its lowest level since 1993. That did little to move the Nikkei, which fell 0.20% or 46 points. Markets in Europe today are mostly closed. The Russian ruble jumped 0.5% to a two-month high. 57.73 rubles will now get you $1. The move comes after Alexei Navalny, the main rival to current President Vladimir Putin, was banned by a Russian court from running in upcoming elections in March. What do you do in a country where only a quarter of young people below the age of 25 have a job? That's the situation plaguing East African nation of Mozambique. The BBC's Kim Gittleson has gone to Maputo, the country's capital, to find out more about an innovative way to strengthen the job market.
It's a hot and humid Saturday here in Maputo. At Armadura Gym, which is housed in a former Singer sewing machine factory in the center of the city, nearly a dozen people are lifting weights and running on treadmills. It looks and feels and honestly smells like any gym in almost any modern city. The big difference is who works here. Of the gym's 14 employees, 10 used to live on the street.
When I was in the street, nobody was seeing me like as a person, like, you know. They could pass me over without saying anything.
Josefa Mashaba, everyone calls him Ned, was one of Armadura's first employees. Now he's a manager.
When I was in the street, like, I used to wake up without no rules. To wake up in the next day, like trying to be normal people, wake up, go to school, talk with people nicely. I mean, it's a good thing, right? But it's not that easy.
The idea for Armadura was born 5 years ago when Dave Terpstra and his business partner Ian Crone noticed something going on in Maputo.
Over the last several years, there's been a growing middle class and a growing elite class here in Maputo. And they want more access to Western amenities and Western services. And so we saw that growing desire for things like gyms.
So in 2012, Armadura Gym was born. The idea was to create jobs for young men who would otherwise not be able to find work.
In the first time, I was nervous.
Rafael Michalo was the gym's first manager.
No, it's my how can I say, has a I'm going, I'm growing to with them. That is, it's very important for me.
How are you growing? What are you learning?
I'm learning for them this thing. I have to respect and I have to consider everyone.
In 5 years, Armadura has grown from its first small space to the airy, cavernous former factory this summer. With nearly half of its population under the age of 15, Mozambique will need a lot more Armaduras and a lot more middle-class jobs to put its young population to work. But here, on this hot day, watching Ned and the other staff help customers get into perfect physical shape, it's an imperfect sort of beauty and grace that's on display. In Maputo, I'm the BBC's Kim Gittleson for Marketplace.
And finally, a British single mother was in the right place at the right time this Christmas. Karen Anville snapped a lucky photograph of a beaming Duke and Duchess of Cambridge walking with Prince Harry and Meghan Markle as they left a Christmas Day church service. The image stoked media attention after it racked up 4,000 likes on Twitter. Now Miss Anville hopes the sale of the photo will help her fund her daughter's college education. In London, I'm Marie Keyworth, in for Anu Anand, with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.